ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, we welcome you to today's program of Muslim Family. It's being sent to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Please be with us.
Looking up at the sky, searching for Allah Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of the Muslim.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim family. I'm Fatemeh Shamali, the host of this program, and here with me in the studio today is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali. Let's introduce our expert for all of you dear listeners. Dr. Shamali holds an MA degree in developmental psychology and a PhD in culture and values and education from McGill University, Canada. He has studied for over 25 years in the Islamic Seminary in Qom and is at the moment a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiya. He has over 12 years of experience on counseling issues, especially on family affairs. Dr. Shamali, assalamu alaikum. We welcome you to our program for today.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I also need to reply and express my greetings and salams not only to yourself but to all brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing to listen to this program. I'd like to inform you that the topic of today is the recommended actions on the night of wedding. Please be with us.
The heart of the Muslim through the guidance of Islam. It makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim family. As I said, the topic of today's program, inshallah, will be the recommended actions that are suggested to us by our infallibles to do on the night of your wedding, known as the night of Zafaf. As you know, we try to cover a comprehensive series of discussions regarding sex education in Islam. We think that we've reached a relative amount of comprehensivity. We hope that our dear listeners found the discussions that we had interesting and, inshallah, beneficial. Dr. Shamali, if you're ready, we can start the discussion on the recommended actions on the night of Zafaf.
Do I have time just to include some other remaining parts from sex education in Islam?
Yes, please, go ahead.
You know, it was almost finished, but it remained two tiny points. It would be better not to leave it, not to disregard it. We arrive at the point that there are two cases that Islam has forbidden the sexual intercourse for wives and husbands. The first one is this action while women are suffering from the monthly cycles. And in accordance to the Holy Quran, this is a type of sickness and disease. يسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذن. The monthly period is a type of sickness and disease that they have to have opportunity and time to pass it by.
To heal.
This is one case.
Doesn't Adhan mean Adhan mean a kind of a hardship?
Adha means adhiya. Adhiya means suffering. Mm-hmm. This is a type of suffering. So sickness and a type of disease. The Allama Tabatabai in Tafsir al-Mizan, volume number 2, mm-hmm. page 208 onward, provides a good explanation. He says the Islamic approach toward the female monthly cycles, I mean menstruation, mm-hmm. is the Islamic approach is the middle way.
Okay.
He says that in the history, when you refer to the history, you'll find that Jews had the toughest treatment with the women while they are in this period.
Historically.
Menstruation. Mm-hmm. When women were menstruating, no one could approach them, mm-hmm. approximate them. They were cut entirely based on eating, drinking, sitting, standing, sleeping.
Right.
All types of activities must be isolated from the family members. Mm-hmm. And they had a very rigid and tough rulings with regard to women while they were in this period. Christians were located on the opposite point. They had no problem to deal with the women while they were menstruating. And even they had the chance to do sexual intercourse. The Arabs, polytheist Arabs, at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they didn't have any special particular type of custom in this regard. Mm-hmm. They mainly were following the custom of Jews.
Okay.
And tried to be very tough with regard to women while they were in monthly cycles. And the majority of the Arabs tried to have sexual intercourse while women were in this period because they had the belief that if we come up with a child in this period, he or she will be a type of delinquent, very, very proud, very deliberate, mm-hmm. and very killing. And the killing was the custom that they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. It was an honor or pride for them.
Yeah, to have that tough
rigidity.
Islam came in between and tried to provide a middle way. Not rigidity of the Jews, not freedom, total freedom of the Christians. In Islam, it is forbidden just to have sexual intercourse with women while they are in this period. Mm-hmm. But the other respects, relationships, and treatment must be polite and regular as the previous time.
Okay.
This is with regard to the monthly cycles, menstruation, mm-hmm. which is forbidden in Islam, just sexual intercourse. But in with regard to other aspects, we have to respect
okay.
and provide the respect as regular. The second case is to have sexual intercourse while one of the spouse are in the occasion of i'tikaf in Islam. There are opportunities like in Ramadan and in Ayyamul Bid, in Rajab, that people, men and women, go to the mosque and try to be at least 3 days.
In the mosque.
In the mosque, to have isolated and uh-huh. disconnected from all social
fasting
affairs,
in the days and praying at night.
Fasting during the days, reciting the Holy Quran, studying, mm-hmm. discussing. Okay, but they have to be isolated from all other worldly affairs.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Baqarah, verse number 187, says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون.
Mm-hmm.
While you're in i'tikaf, in your spiritual journey, in the mosque, you're forbidden to have sexual intercourse with your wife, and these are the borderlines of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have to keep them, hold them, if you are going to be the pious people.
Okay.
Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi was asked by one of his companions about the sexual intercourse in i'tikaf.
Mm-hmm.
He said, قال هو بمنزلة من أفطر يوما من شهر رمضان. Those who will have sexual intercourse while they are mu'takif, it is like breaking your fast during the holy month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay, not only you have to compromise it by qada, but also you have to pay kafara.
What you said regarding the last points of sexual intercourse was that during the menstrual period, the two spouses are not allowed to have a sexual relationship. However, everything else regarding respect and love and emotions should be the same as before. And
with
also
regard to romantic activities, they are allowed. Just sexual intercourse mm-hmm. is forbidden.
And also regard when you are in i'tikaf, meaning that you are isolated in a mosque for the time of at least 3 days, fasting and praying. And the point is that you have to be separated from the rest of the society, from worldly material issues. At that time also, you are not allowed to have sexual intercourse. All right, I'd like to end the first part of our program with the hadith from the Prophet of Blessings, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, when a man looks at his wife with love, and the wife looks at her husband with love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at both of them with rahmah or blessings. Muslim family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow. That some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright. For the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
My dear friends, welcome back. This is the second part of our discussion in today's Muslim family. In the first part, Dr. Shamali finished the necessary information that he wanted to share with all of you regarding Islamic sex education. And inshallah, from now on, we want to dedicate hopefully one or two programs to the topic of what are the recommended actions on the night of marriage or the night of Zafaf. I'd like to begin with a saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him. On the night of the wedding of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha with her husband Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Prophet asked for the ladies to put makeup on Fatima salamullah alayha and put good smelling perfumes on her. And then they carpeted a room so that the wedding ceremony could start. After eating, happily, everyone came around Fatima, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, put her on a horse, and she elegantly went to her husband's house. I think this hadith wants to tell us that besides, you know, everything was observed, she was looking beautiful, and she was wearing a nice perfume, and she was obviously wearing a really nice dress, but everything was happening in a very simple, yet very elegant way. Okay, Dr. Shamali, we're ready to the information that you will provide tonight.
With regard to the wedding ceremony,
mm-hmm.
there are teachings, advices, and suggestions from Prophet Muhammad, mainly from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and sometimes from the infallible Imams. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very careful to show that a Muslim could have both sadness and happiness together. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he or she loses the psychological balance. No, it's not the case that you shouldn't have happiness, you know, freshness, motivation, and happy times. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just going around, and when he realized that people are going toward excessive actions,
happiness or sadness, you mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm. He was just encouraging them to go back to the moderate way.
Mm-hmm.
Exaggeration in Islam is rejected. You have to have a moderate way.
Okay, the middle way.
Middle way. For example, with regard to wedding ceremonies, mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said that times and places are not the same before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
The master of the times is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And for the month is Shahru Ramadan. And places are different. Because of this, some places are called Baytullah.
Like the mosques, for example.
Like the mosque, like the Masjid al-Haram. And some times are called, entitled as, again, Shahrullah.
Mm-hmm.
It means the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some days are called Ayyamullah. These types of attribution of times and places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us a lesson that times and places are different.
Mm-hmm.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, for wedding ceremony, choose the best times and the best places. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, with regard to wedding ceremony, try to announce it.
Yeah.
Explicitly. Ashidu bin nikah wa a'linuhu.
Mm-hmm.
Pronounce and talk to people in a way that when a wedding ceremony is happening somewhere,
everyone
people
has.
Must be aware of it.
Okay.
Of that.
Actually, I have a hadith in the same line. It's from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He quotes about his grandfather, the Prophet. He says, My grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny was passing from an alley or from a neighborhood. And then he heard some sounds. And then he said, what's going on? His companions answered, O Prophet of Allah, this person, Mr. X, has gotten married. The Prophet of Islam said, he has completed his religion. This is marriage, not zina or adultery. So a marriage should not be done in a hidden way. A smoke has to go to the heavens, to the skies, or some sound has to be heard. Whatever, if they used special good odors which were in the form of smoke, meaning that you should announce it.
Yeah. So, you know, the point and the message in this tradition and the like
mm-hmm.
is that normally, we people try to hide actions which are considered as
bad or evil.
Evil mm-hmm. or sin or things like that.
Right.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, nikah is one of the very recommended and encouraged actions mm-hmm. in Islam. So with these types of actions, try to announce it in order to encourage other people to
okay.
come up with positive and directing actions.
All right. Well, I have a lot of more questions, but we're out of time because I want to spend the next 1 or 2 minutes on reviewing what you said. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the recommended actions on the night of wedding, which is called as the night of Zafaf. We said that, Dr. Shamali said that there, just as people are different in terms of their value, times and places are also different. So according to the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny, you have to choose the best time and the best place. Also, when you hold a public ceremony for your wedding, you have to have meals. It's recommended to invite your guests to a meal. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to end the hadith, the program with the hadith from the Prophet of Islam, quoted, narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, was passing by an alley and he heard a sound. He said, "What's going on?" His companions said, "Someone is getting married." The Prophet said, "He has completed his religion. This is marriage, not adultery, so it has to be conducted openly. There has to be smoke going to the sky and a sound must be heard." We hope that you choose to listen to our program in the coming weeks. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Whatever you do, make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry. For the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.